Hello, everyone. I'm Ken Smiles reporting for WTNS News. The American Red Cross continues to work in the Carolinas in the aftermath of Hurricane Florence. 11,700 people have sought refuge in shelters, and nearly 180,000 meals have been served. The Red Cross says it has started to distribute relief items as well, such as diapers and comfort kits with hygiene items. The round-the-clock effort includes more than 3,100 disaster workers being mobilized, with 140 emergency response vehicles and 110 trailers of equipment and supplies that are capable of assisting 100,000 people. Anyone wishing to donate to the Red Cross efforts can go online to the donate link at redcross.org, or you can call 1-800-HELP-NOW. The Sheriff's Office reports two complaints investigated yesterday. A resident in the 26,000 block of County Road 22 reported the theft of trail cameras. Deputies responded to the 1700 block of South Lawn Extension in reference to a person with a gun. From the West Lafayette Police, Christopher Randles of Coshocton was cited for no taillights and driving while under a Financial Responsibility Act suspension. Officers responded to a single vehicle accident in the 500 block of West Main Street. No injuries were reported. Coshocton Regional Medical Center has been recognized for its expertise in treating patients with chest pain. Chief Executive Officer Stephanie Kahn says the accreditation from the American College of Cardiology represents more than a year's effort in analyzing care and implementing national best practice standards. The hospital was awarded chest pain center accreditation based upon on-site evaluations of the staff's ability to evaluate, diagnose, and treat patients who may be experiencing a heart attack. Kahn says the accreditation verifies that Coshocton Regional Medical Center uses the best methods in heart care to ensure patients receive the right care at the right time to minimize heart damage and begin the journey to healing. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, more than 730,000 Americans suffer a heart attack each year. Dr. Joseph Lau, the medical director of emergency services at Coshocton Regional Medical Center, says when signs or symptoms of a heart attack occur, time matters, and the hospital's goal is to provide national standards of care quickly and efficiently to prevent damage to the heart. An Ohio university will soon offer an undergraduate degree in beer and winemaking. Lourdes University recently announced that it will start the program in August 2019. The degree will cover courses in fermentation, chemistry, nutrition, and accounting. Students will be required to complete 3 internships, including 1 through an Irish study abroad program. Officials say the university developed the program as a response to growth in the industry. The number of breweries in the United States increased by more than 400% between 2010 and 2016. Lourdes University has partnered with multiple breweries to support the program. The school will work with vineyards in California and distilleries in Galway, Ireland. About 1,400 students attend the private Catholic university in Sylvania. Thanks for joining me. I'm Ken Smiles reporting for WTNS News.
It is 13 minutes after 9 o'clock. Good morning, everyone. It's time for the Communication Lines program, and I am your host, Mike Bechtel. I'll be with you until 11 o'clock this morning, and we're going to have nothing but open phone lines today. So it's wide open. If there's something that's on your mind, you can give me a call right now, 740-622-1560, and we can chat about it. And we'll give this one more try here. Thought we might get some discussion yesterday. It never materialized. We did get to going on some other things, though. And it has to do with our use of social media. Facebook and Twitter. And there are others, none of which that I've used. So we can talk about that if you would like. And there are those that believe that despite the fact social media, it is social, it's where people get together and chat and interact with each other, can lead to feelings of isolation. Another school of thought is social media for those that have a difficult time getting out or are physically isolated from other people, that it is a positive, that it provides for interaction that otherwise would not exist. So we can talk about that if you would like, 740-622-1560. And those who use social media, and I'm looking at it through a Facebook lens because that's the only one that I use at length. But everybody has their own style of how they use Facebook. What we share and what we post and who we friend and unfriend. So give me a call. We can talk about that if you like Facebook, a positive or a negative. And my easy answer to that is that, well, it's both. There are positives and negatives to anything. And you know, whenever a form of communication or anything becomes ingrained in our society, we have similar discussions, don't we? Going all the way back to the telephone, maybe even the printing press, before the printing press was invented, there really wasn't a whole lot of need to read. Now we've got the telephone and the radio and television and computers. And each time we have the debate, is this advance in technology really good for us or not? So give me a call. We can talk about that if you would like. The phone lines are open, 740-622-1560. And that is just one suggestion. Certainly have some other things here that we can talk about. But if you do have a topic of your own, by all means, give me a call. The phone lines are dark, and I'm counting on you to light them up. This National Farm Safety Week message is brought to you by Shriver Tire Service.
National Safety Council reminds parents on farms and ranches that chemicals and kids are a deadly combination. Keep pesticides and other toxins away from youngsters. Remind them that chemical storage areas are off limits and not play areas. And after using toxic chemicals, immediately clean and dispose the containers. Remember, a poisoning can occur in the time it takes to turn your back.
Hi, this is Jeff Drennan from the Jeff Drennan Dealerships, and it's time to talk about the power of three. What is the power of three? It's three dealerships, three times the selection, three times the service, and three times the people, and always the best deal. The power of three gives you nine all-American made brands from GM, Chrysler, and Ford. Simply put, the power of three means you are covered. Look no further than the Jeff Drennan Dealerships and the power of three for your next vehicle purchase. Visit us today at jeffdrennan.com.
At SprintPrint, you know we offer top-notch quality printing, but did you know we also offer color and black and white copies, lamination, bindery services, layout and design services, newsletters, posters, specialty items for advertising, invitations and social stationery, and of course, SprintPrint does all of your business printing, like letterhead, envelopes, business cards, and invoices. Come to SprintPrint for all of your printing needs. 520 Main Street, Town Center. SprintPrint, where customer service is our tradition.
For winning lottery numbers any time of day, call 622-CALL for the B-Dry Lottery Line. If your foundation walls are bowed or cracked, call B-Dry today for a free estimate with no obligation.
We see that the ag industry is changing, and we know you already have enough surprises to deal with. So we thought you'd like a heads up. We're building a new NK Seeds. Mark your calendars. 2019 is a new day.
And this new day could also mean a premium for every bushel. How? By growing Enogen corn and contracting with your local ethanol plant. Ethanol plants run more efficiently. You reap the rewards. Talk to your NK retailer today or visit Enogen.com.
Papa John's Pizza is now accepting applications for delivery drivers. In-store employees make $9 per hour, while drivers make competitive wages along with mileage. Apply online at www.pleaseapplyonline.com/PJZ.
Call the Advanced Spinal Care and Rehabilitation Sports Service 24 hours a day at 623-9867. We have Coshocton's only certified chiropractic sports physician. Chiropractic helps athletes perform better by removing the interference on the nervous system, improves flexibility, increases blood flow, and decreases the chance of injury. Call Advanced Spinal Care and Rehabilitation for a free consultation at 740-291-8100.
This Eye on Weather is brought to you by Lock 20 Auto Sales, where we can finance anyone. Call us at 740-498-8811 or visit lock20auto.com. Lock 20 Auto Sales in Newcomerstown.
Cloudy skies today with numerous showers and isolated thunderstorms this morning, then a partly cloudy this afternoon, highs in the lower 80s, chance of rain 70%. For tonight, mainly clear, patchy fog after midnight, warm with lows in the mid-60s, and for tomorrow, patchy fog in the morning, partly cloudy, warm with highs in the mid-80s. It is currently 70 degrees outside our studios here in Coshocton. We do have open phone lines until 11, and, well, I need somebody to speak with. Nothing but open phone lines today, and that has been a rarity here in recent weeks. So it's just you and me all morning long. If you want to talk about gardening or some lighter stuff like that, we certainly can do so. If you want to talk about the impact that social media has on our mental health or on society in general, we can discuss that if you would like. And a couple other points with social media. There are countless websites out there and articles that have written about Facebook pet peeves. And what is it that people do on Facebook that irritate you? And if we're all honest, those of us that participate in Facebook, we're guilty of some of those things that irritate some others. Mine would be I do post a lot of food photos, usually unusual food, mind you, and I also post a lot of travel photos as well. Some love to see those travel photos. I like to see them from others, and others are irritated by it. So what about you? We can talk about the impact of social media on our lives, 740-622-1560. And also, we'll get to this date in history probably next hour, but it was on this date in 1982, the emoticon was invented. It was the smiley emoticon invented by Carnegie Mellon University professor Scott E. Fallman, who suggested punctuating humorously intended computer messages with a colon followed by a hyphen and a parenthesis as a horizontal smiley face, colon, hyphen, and right parenthesis. And that cat caught on fairly quickly. Now we have just little tiny pictures that we can post along with our messages and our text that are limitless. We even have little poops and obscene gestures, which illustrates that advances in technology doesn't necessarily mean in an advancement in the level in which we communicate. Just makes it easier for our sixth grade selves to communicate with each other, I guess. All right, phone lines are open. We do have a caller. We do have this announcement here from the city of Coshocton. Locust Street will be closed again this morning between 6th Street and 8th Street. The water crews are still working in that area. So once again, Locust Street in Coshocton will be closed again this morning between 6th and 8th Streets. Okay, let's go ahead and take our first phone call of the morning. Hello, you're on the air.
Yes, hello, Mike.
Morning.
Yeah, you were talking about social media. Of course, I consider that cell phones, too. I saw a story on the news last night. Maybe you know about it. It was Columbus City. And I don't know if this is a state law or not. It probably is. But they were arresting people. Well, not arresting them, but giving them tickets for texting on their cell phone at a red light, which I did not know at a red light it was against the law. But the law states that you have to be pulled over and your vehicle has to be in park before you can text legally. and the fine in Columbus is $192.
If that's the fine, not many people are going to do it more than once. Now, I just want to make sure we're clear, and maybe you can help me here. Ohio, the state, have a law against texting while driving, or is this a city ordinance or law we're talking about?
I thought the state had a law, but I can't positively say that for sure. Another thing I wanted to speak about, I'm old school, I admit that, but I really, I know Facebook, you know, millions of people are on it, but I have never been on it, and I just, the thing that really bugs me about Facebook, families will put their kids' pictures on there, and there's so many perverts out there, it just really worries me, you know, with the kids. And the other thing a lot of people do, they'll let everybody know they're on vacation.
Yeah.
And that just kind of sets your house up to get things robbed, you know. So I, like I say, I'm definitely old school, but I just, those are two of the reasons that I just don't care for Facebook.
Well, there are those that would say that, that you are better off because it's a whole new dimension in communication here in the 21st century. Oftentimes with my group of friends, we all use Facebook. So, you know, when we're all together, we'll tell, did you see this, see that, the other, and just with the assumption that the face what we do online becomes part of the conversation of what we do offline. And, that's even, I'm not saying that's good nor bad, but that's how ingrained Facebook is in, at least in my circle of friends and a lot of society today.
Yeah, I understand. I'm definitely the odd man out on that. I know most of the people I know are on it too. They always say, "Oh, are you on Facebook?" I said, "No," you know. But like I say, that's the main reason is because of the kids. You know, that just really, really bugs me. And then, you know, I will admit that my favorite cell phone I ever had was the flip phone.
Uh-huh.
And I would definitely rather talk to my kids rather than text them, you know.
Well, and me too. And I'm still kind of old school that way. I'm fairly new to a smartphone. It's been just over a year since I've had one. Before that, my phones did little more than it was a phone. You'd use it to call somebody. Didn't have any apps on it or anything like that. The one that I had right before my smartphone, you could text on it, but it took like about 5 keystrokes for one letter. And it wasn't very practical. I'm still not a big fan of texting. I will use it. It does have its place. But one of my pet peeves is when people are in you're in the room, you're with your family, you're with your friends, and the cell phone makes a sound, and immediately that becomes the top priority.
Right, exactly. Yeah, it's, I know I made the statement years ago that I would never have a smartphone because it was smarter than me, and I finally broke down and got a smartphone, and I definitely don't know everything about it, that's for sure, but I know enough to get by now. But
well, yeah. I like my smartphone. It's got GPS on it. You can use it for GPS. You can get on the Internet and get a question answered any place that you want. There are games if you're into that kind of thing. I probably spend more time playing games than I ought to on it, but there's all sorts of things that you can do with it, and I like it, but I was definitely a late adopter when it came to smartphones and for Facebook as well. In fact, I got to the point where everybody was talking about it, and it did start to become ingrained in society. And then I got on Facebook, and now I at least check it every day and post occasionally.
Right. Well, one last thing I say, one of my best friends, in fact, we've been friends since kindergarten, I would call him, and I could never get him. And, you know, you tried to leave a message, and, you know, you couldn't do it because the messages were all full. And when I started texting him, now he answers. You know, and I can get him all the time with text, but I can't get him live. You know, it's crazy. But he just apparently doesn't like to talk live. He'd rather text.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll let you go, Mike. I just let somebody else get on there.
Appreciate you.
Have a good day.
You too. Thanks for calling.
Thanks.
It is 928. The phone lines are open, 740-622-1560, 1567, or 545-9280. 8-4. We're talking about our current technology that we have and newfangled forms of communication like social media and smartphones and texting. I'm not a big texter. Oftentimes there are people that are put off if they send me a text message and I don't respond right away. Drop what I'm doing to respond to that text message. And number one, I don't have the phone on me at all times. Number two, if somebody tries to text me right now, I'm not going to know about it because I've got the sound off because it's sitting here in the studio with me. And number three, I'll get back when I'm ready, when I'm done doing whatever else it is I'm doing. Might be sleeping. So what do you think? Give me a call. Phone lines are open. We'll be right back.
I was never asking for it.
If you're a survivor of sexual violence, it's safe to say it. Because the Ohio Sexual Violence Helpline is here. We help empower survivors with emotional support and local resources. Call us at 844-OHIO-HELP for 24/7 confidential support. We can help the healing begin today.
He took a lot from me, but he didn't take my voice.
This National Farm Safety Week message is brought to you by The Power Shop.
Kids may love to explore the farm from pillar to post, but climbing can be a dangerous activity, especially around equipment and buildings. Remind children not to play around equipment. A curious child may find equipment left in gear with the keys in the ignition. Also warn young adventurous kids about the risk of climbing a silo. The National Safety Council reminds you that kids can play safely in designated areas on the farm without climbing into trouble.
I was never asking for it.
If you're a survivor of sexual violence, it's safe to say it. Because the Ohio Sexual Violence Helpline is here. We help empower survivors with emotional support and local resources. Call us at 844-OHIO-HELP for 24/7 confidential support. We can help the healing begin today.
He took a lot from me, but he didn't take my voice.
It's time to get your tickets to this year's Y-City Gun Fest being held Saturday, October 6th at the Muskingum County Fairgrounds. Gates open at noon, and just $50 buys you a chance to win one of the dozen prizes awarded each hour from 2 to 8 p.m., including cash, firearms, and the reserve grand prize of a new Honda Camo TRX 500 ATV. Your ticket also enters you into the grand prize drawing of a Harley-Davidson motorcycle. Delicious food is included with your ticket, as is live entertainment from Black Hand Hooch and Hunter Lepi. And did we mention that ice cold beer is only a buck? That's the Y City Gun Fest, Saturday, October 6th at the Muskingum County Fairgrounds. Get your tickets today. Visit ycitygunfest.com or call 740-221-0183.
At Alter Care Centers, care means compassion, experience, family. Over 45 years supporting generations of families, they've delivered excellence in skilled nursing care and rehabilitation therapy. Just ask their patients.
I am very pleased with my care. The aides are awesome and their therapy team is so compassionate and helpful. Everybody here treats you like family.
At Alter Care Coshocton, they're honored to serve the Coshocton community with the kind of care they'd want for their own families. Stop by for a tour or visit them online at altercareonline.com.
Hey, Candace, how's life as a pastry chef?
Oh, I'm swimming in chocolate souffles.
So, what's your plan for retirement? What's your recipe for that?
Retirement? Oh, that's years away.
Ah, but the more you save early on, the better off you can be. Just talk with an Allstate agent and get expert guidance, whether you're starting from scratch or not.
Oh, that's another batch. Grab a spoon.
It's good to be in good hands.
Get to work on your retirement. Talk to Coshocton Allstate agent, Taylor Insurance and Financial today for a complimentary financial plan.
It's week 5 of the high school football season. And WTNS Radio's taking you to the game.
In motion, handoff. He's got the first down, breaks a tackle down. He may go in. He does. Touchdown.
Friday night's broadcast has Barnesville taking on the Riverview Black Bears. WTNS airtime Friday night, approximately 6:30, kickoff at 7. Plus, we'll keep you updated on all the other area football games.
He jumps over the top and is into the end zone. Touchdown, Riverview.
You can hear all the action on FM 99.3. or online anywhere on the new MyWTNSRadio.com.
Hand off, pounces inside, in for the touchdown. And did it easy. Just gave, put him in motion, hand inside, hand off, and he goes 5 yards for the Riverview touchdown.
It's high school football, and it's right here on the Sports Voice of East Central Ohio, WTNS.
9:34 is the time. We do have open phone lines between now and 11 o'clock this morning. A little bit of housekeeping here. We were talking with our last caller about texting and driving, and that it is indeed illegal to text while you are at a stoplight. You have to be pulled over on the side of the road and be in a safe place. You can't stop at a red light, think, well, I got at least 30 seconds here, and send a text. You can't do that. The laws, it was a secondary violation starting in 2012, and just last October, this October, let's see, July the 31st, starting in late October, Ohio's texting while driving ban will be greatly expanded to include any form of distracted driving, from talking on the phone to applying makeup. And there are all sorts of distracted driving. I think we've had this discussion before, but texting and operating a smartphone, that would be among the most common. And we'll get back to that, but let's continue the story here. Governor John Kasich signed legislation Monday that makes distracted driving a secondary offense in the state. And that means when the law takes effect in 90 days, this goes back to July the 31st, police who pull over motorists for a traffic violation could give them an additional ticket if any form of distracted driving contributed to the primary offense. In other words, if you're putting on your makeup and you're at a red light, you get an extra ticket. Offenders will have to pay up to $100 or take a distracted driving safety course. Texting while driving has already been a secondary offense in Ohio since 2012, but House Bill 95, which passed the legislature with bipartisan support, applies to distracted driving in all its forms. Similar laws are already on the books in Connecticut, Maine, Washington State, West Virginia, and the District of Columbia, according to the American Automobile Association. Proponents of the new law, which include police and firefighter groups, insurance companies, and relatives of traffic accident victims, say it will help to make Ohio roads safer. In 2017, distracted driving was a factor in 13,976 traffic crashes in the state, 52 of which were fatal, according to the Ohio State Highway Patrol. The new law isn't expected to be a cash cow for local law enforcement. Isn't expected. The Nonpartisan Legislative Service Commission concluded that local agencies' net gain from fine payments would be minimal, as it would be offset by the cost of enforcing the law and prosecuting offenders. During legislative committee hearings, no one testified against the distracted driving ban, but some questioned how enforceable the measure would be, and others argued the measure should go further and allow police to pull over motorists just for distracted driving. So we aren't at that point yet. Bob Cornwell, executive director of the Buckeye State Sheriff's Association, says he doesn't think it will be difficult for officers to spot distracted drivers. It should make a big difference for drivers, Cornwell said, of the new law. And that would be a good question for law enforcement. How easy is it to spot distracted driving? You know, teachers have said when they see a student looking down at their lap and smiling, that's a pretty good tip that there's a phone down there. So what are your thoughts on that? They're talking about our technology and our phone. What about phones in the classroom? Good question for teachers who are, well, teaching right now. But phones in the classroom, is that something that should be embraced? You know, students texting each other when they should be paying attention in class? What are the policies? I'm sure that they vary from school to school and maybe from classroom to classroom. So give me a call and offer your thoughts on any of those things or anything else between now and 11 o'clock this morning. This is the 36th anniversary of the invention of the emoticon. And I am presuming this was the first one, although the story doesn't explicitly say that. The smiley emoticon was invented by Carnegie Mellon University professor Scott E. Fallman, who suggested punctuating humorously intended computer messages with a colon followed by a hyphen and a parenthesis as a horizontal smiley face. And now there are all sorts of pre-prepared emoticons that we can add to our social media messages or our texts. And you've probably heard similar statistics, but just a small percentage of the message that we want to convey gets through when we text versus speaking with someone face-to-face. When you text, it leaves out tone of voice. It leaves out body language, leaves out eye contact, leaves out the speed in which you deliver your message, and oftentimes things like sarcasm, if you try to use a sarcasm, well, that's going to be lost when you text because the person cannot hear the overemphasis in your voice. Yeah, that's really great. Versus, yes, that's really great, what a text message would say. Phone lines are open to talk about that if you like. Again, these are just suggestions, a lot of other directions that we could go. It is up to you, but we have nothing but open phone lines today. Let's go ahead and take our next call. Hi, you're on the air.
Morning, Mike.
Morning.
Hey, back to Facebook.
Yeah.
I just kind of wondered whether anybody else was having this problem. Every once in a while, you know, when you see a friend or somebody's post that you like, you can hit like or the funny face or sad.
Yeah.
Or ha ha or
it
whatever.
It used to just be the like. They added the other ones a couple of years ago.
Yeah. And here in the last, well, I don't know, when they started having a lot of stuff on Facebook, you know, you didn't know whether who was posting it, whether the Russians were posting it or what, or some political outfit that, you know. But here in the last few months, I've been getting blocked. And, you know, just like a friend posts something and it's cute and I like it. And I know the person there on my page. So, a thing will come up and say, there's been some unusual activity in your account. And, so you're being blocked. You cannot comment or anything else. Well, I found a way around it because when I do that, if I hit like, this message comes up and says I've been blocked, but my space is open, you know, with my picture on it. So I just go down there and hit like or dislike or agree or whatever, type it in, and it goes. And anyway, but I just wonder if anybody else has been having this problem. And then it'll say, you've been blocked till 7:35 or something like that tomorrow morning. Now, this is crazy. I don't know what's going on. It's been doing that. And then sometimes it's been telling me that I would be okay, you know, the next day or something like that. But it's, you know, they haven't taken it off yet. So I don't know.
Does it give you a reason? I've never had it happen to me, but I will very seldom spread memes or any of those types of things. There's just so much, you know, crap out there. But But did it give you a reason why you were blocked?
No, well, it just says unusual activity. So.
Well, that doesn't give you any indication of what you need to do to make sure that you don't do it again.
Well, I comment sometimes on political stuff, and I think it's something to do with that. You know, maybe they don't like my slant on it, but I don't usually comment too much anymore. I either like it or agree or disagree or it's sad or, you know, a lot of times there's, you know, stuff like that.
Is it something that perhaps that Facebook has identified as false information or misleading information?
Well, I don't know. You know, there is a lot of that on there, a lot of political stuff on there. You have to take a grain of salt with it, whether it's true or whether it's untrue. But you know, there's so much going on in the world today. There was kind of a picture on there this morning of a little kid touching his brother's
breast. I know exactly
breast.
Which one you're talking about.
Yeah, and he says he's not going to be able to run for president because his reputation was 35 years ago. There was a picture published. And that's stupid. I mean, you know, you can laugh at it. I usually laugh at it or ha-ha or, you know. But I don't comment too much anymore, but I don't know why. They must think I'm a Russian spy or something. I don't know. But I get around it anyway. But sometimes you feel... there's been several people on there and some friends that I know. One lady makes a lot of political comments, and she don't usually post it unless, you know, she does some research on it. So it's pretty much fact or public notice if she posts anything. But she got mad and quit Facebook for a while. But everybody, you know, was upset because she quit because they liked her post. But she's back on there again now, but it's just I don't know. I don't know what it is, but they do it, and then it'll be all right, you know, for a while, but then it goes back on. So I don't know what's going on with it.
Well, Facebook has been under fire about sharing information and all that, and allowing the spread of fake news and misleading and false information. It's a tough, it's a razor's edge that they have to walk, because when you're telling somebody that, well, you can't post for a day or a week or whatever, then people start talking about censorship and First Amendment and that kind of thing. But Facebook is the one that they have to deal with it. I don't know what the answer is, but
yeah.
But there is a lot of, I think one of the worst things about Facebook is it's one of the things, or the use of Facebook, that's responsible for the lowering of the discourse, especially political discourse we have today.
Right. Well, I kind of agree with that other caller that, you know, a lot of people post a lot of their children's pictures on there, and I go along with that. I don't think that's a smart idea too much, you know, with all the crazy stuff that
right.
goes on today. That just opened another key way for them to, you know, to do that. Just like that guy was arrested, or, well, he wasn't exactly arrested for taking pictures of that, what was it, state park or national park or whatever it was. You know, that'd just be like going over to Lake Park and seeing the playground there. And you're a cameraman, and you say, "Hey, that's pretty neat playground." You're not taking pictures of the kid, but he was accosted by the deputy about it, and there was nothing they can do about it. There's no law against, you know, taking pictures of the state park. Whether he was, he might have been you know,
I didn't see that one. Was it a picture of a playground that had a bunch of kids in it or something like that?
I only seen one little girl on there, but she was climbing a step. You know, he could have been a creep, but, you know, it might just be somebody taking a picture, you know, that maybe that's a nice place. You go over to Lake Park and you see that playground there and you'd say, boy, maybe you're not from around here, that'd be a good idea for our town, you know. Put a playground up like that. Wouldn't be that expensive. They could have a lot of ours was volunteer when they put it up. And Friends of the Park and stuff like that. But I don't know. I think that he didn't get arrested, but they did question him. And they said, well, you know, you can't stop him. He can, there's no law that he can't take pictures in a state park or a national park. So, they didn't, you know, it was some of the mothers was upset about it. Because, you know, he may have been, and he may have been, you know, who would know? Today, you don't know what's going to happen.
If he was walking around by himself in a trench coat and his camera looking over his shoulder, that's one thing versus somebody that's there with his family and taking a picture of an attractive playground. And I will share a quick story here just because this falls in the lines of what you're talking about. It was 4 or 5 years ago. I was taking one of my solo road trips. I was in Jefferson City, Missouri, stopped at a pizza place I found. It was a fantastic place. Had lunch there. While they were cooking my pizza, across the street there was a building, and there was all these police cars parked in front of them, and I noticed that the emblems on the logos on the sides of the police cars, they were all different. They were from different parts of the state. So I went out and took a few pictures of these police cars, and it was not long before a police officer came out and wanted to have a chat with me. and I told him that waiting for my pizza. I thought it was interesting. There's all these police cars. It was an unusual picture, and my story satisfied him. But I didn't mean to alarm anybody. And he says, you know, that in this day and age, you can. You'll never be too safe or something to that
right.
effect. So my point is, I did alarm law enforcement once with what I thought was innocent photos. When I saw him coming, I was believe me, a little bit. I didn't know if I was in trouble or not.
Right. Yeah, that'd be like up the Niagara Falls or something. You stand back and there's a picture of the falls, but there happens to be a bunch of little kids there on the rail, and you're taking a picture of the falls, not thinking, you know, that's just an innocent picture. I'm there to see the falls, and it was a pretty shot.
Yeah.
There's happened to be some kids in there, and somebody would say, hey, there's a creep over there taking a picture of them kids. Yeah, boy, yeah, I guess you got to be on alert of anything you do anymore.
Well, that's the age in which we live, I guess.
Yeah. Okay, Mike. Well, the old wind ends, looks like they're showing a sign of coming back to hitting a little bit.
Yeah, which is, they've got, let's see, how many games left? A bunch of games left that are essentially meaningless games as far as they've clinched the division. So their goal now is to get everybody healthy, get into a rhythm, and that's a luxury that, other than the Red Sox, that none of the other teams have. So that's already a plus for the Indians. I hope Trevor Bauer can get in. I don't know when his timetable is. I'd like to see him be able to at least start a game before the playoffs to shake off the rust.
Well, before the game last night, he was out there throwing off the mound. Equivalent to as many pitches as about three innings. And he told Tito that, he says, I'll start tonight if you want. And Tito says, I don't think so.
Yeah, that would be true to Bauer's Bauer's character.
But they said he was the catcher. It wasn't Perez that was catching him, but it was one of the reserve catchers. And he said his curveball was working good and his fastball was there. He hasn't lost anything, so that sounds good to me.
That's good to hear. I just would love to see him. The story I had this morning said that he's expected to be ready by the playoffs, so that's good in itself.
Yeah,
But just getting back into a rhythm. You know, if you go on vacation for a couple of weeks, for example, it takes a day or so to kind of get your mind back into the rhythm and the mindset. That's kind of what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Hey, and one other tidbit that I got for you. You know, it's been on the news so much about getting to Myrtle Beach and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Well, there was I know this for a fact, that there was a couple from Coshocton that left Sunday for Myrtle Beach, and I thought, holy cow, they're never going to get there. How are they going to get down there? Well, I'll tell you what, they arrived and was on the sunny beach of Myrtle Beach. I don't know what beach they had one detour to get there.
Okay, that was going to be my question. Some of the interstates are still, or at least as of recently, were still flooded over. I did see a map on, I think it was the Weather Channel yesterday, but I forget what all was blocked. So there are still some roads that are flooded, but apparently not to the point where it's going to keep you from ultimately getting there. Wilmington was nearly, if not totally, isolated for a while. I'm not sure if that's the case now either.
Well, when we know the one of her sister, or their sister, and I said, you find out what route he was there, because I didn't, all the routes that we ever went to Myrtle Beach, and we went a whole bunch of different ones when we used to pull our trailer down there. There's not any way that we haven't tried, I guess. And but most of them towns that we would go through, Dillon some of them, Statesville and some of them places, was, you know, had high water and flooding, and I just like that they evidently took maybe a shot up through Virginia or somewhere across the ridge. You know, when we have flooding around here, up around Mohawk Dam, you have to go you have to go up over the ridges to get, you know, through. So I've done that, to go up through Spring Mountain, and you know, there's a way to get aground up there if it was flooded. But I'm kind of anxious to find out what route he took. But they got there anyway, so I was kind of surprised at that. Okay, Mike, that's all.
All right, thank you for calling, and we'll have open phone lines all next hour as well. This National Farm Safety Week message is brought to you by Three Rivers Energy, LLC.
The National Safety Council reminds parents on farms and ranches that chemicals and kids are a deadly combination. Keep pesticides and other toxins away from youngsters. Remind them that chemical storage areas are off limits and do not play in them areas. And after using toxic chemicals, immediately clean and dispose of the containers. Reminder, a poisoning can occur in the time it takes to turn your back.
Hand off to Big Hole, cuts it up inside, breaks away, he's at the 30. Here's a foot race to the 25, the 20, the 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Coshocton.
The high school football season is underway. Hi, everybody. This is Casey Claxon, along with WTNS Sports Director Tom Thompson.
Join us each week with Steve Corries for Talking Football, a weekly gridiron preview for Coshocton, Riverview, and Ridgewood, sponsored by the Jeff Drennan Dealerships.
Talking Football is a special video program that can be seen each week on the Internet, through social media, and the new MyWTNSRadio.com website.
And we'll also air a radio-only edition of Talking Football each Thursday and Friday right here on WTNS as we preview the upcoming games for the Redskins, Black Bears, and Generals.
So join us each week for Talking Football, sponsored by the Jeff Drennan Dealerships.
So first and goal for Coshocton here. Look for the quarterback sneak. It is. Dives into the end zone. Touchdown, Coshocton.
Check out the WTNS Facebook and Twitter each week for a new Talking Football video. The best barbecue pros in America will tell you nothing beats the flavor of food cooked over a wood fire. You can cook just like the barbecue pros with your own Traeger, the original wood-fired outdoor grill. Traeger grills combine simplicity with superior flavor of cooking over wood, so you'll make perfect meals every time. With a Traeger grill, you can cook hot and fast or low and slow. Traeger grills can grill, smoke, bake, roast, braise, or barbecue anything with wood-fired convection power. With 9 varieties of natural hardwood fuel, you can get a different flavor every night of the week. Take the Traeger challenge and taste the Traeger difference, and you'll never go back to your old grill. See for yourself at Our Ace Hardware. They've got the helpful hardware folks that can help you choose the right Traeger grill for your home. Cook like a barbecue pro with your own Traeger grill from Our Ace Hardware, Otsego Avenue in Coshocton.
You and your family are invited to the Tuscarawas County Fair now through Sunday. Enjoy great food, rides, entertainment, visit vendor booths, and check out the fair barn. General admission is $5 and unlimited ride passes $15. Rides start at noon today. Tickets are on sale for Rodney Atkins in concert at the grandstand at 7:30, sponsored by Dover Hydraulics Incorporated. Find discount tickets for Thursday's Family Day at all First National Bank locations, Heritage County Store, and WTUZ. Go to TuscCountyFairgrounds.com for more information.
Heart disease is the most common cause of death for both men and women. At Coshocton Regional Medical Center, we are increasing your odds of survival from a heart event by making enhancements that have proudly earned us Chest Pain Center accreditation from the American College of Cardiology. We have been recognized for the implementation of processes and protocols that meet or exceed national standards for early heart attack and chest pain care. As an accredited hospital, we use the best methods and practices in heart care to ensure that you receive the right care at the right time to minimize heart damage and begin your journey to healing. If you suspect you're having a heart attack, we urge you to call 911. EMS will start the protocols that can help ER doctors like me, Dr. Joseph Lau, save your heart and your life.
You can save big during the Napa Fall Savings Sale. Get 1 gallon Shell Rotella T4 heavy duty diesel engine oil for $14.99. VP ready to use small engine fuel is $5.99 per quart. And Scott shop towels are $1.99 per roll. Stop in at your local Napa Auto Parts stores in Coshocton or Dresden. Remember, your Coshocton Napa store is now located across from the bowling alley on South 2nd Street.
Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how!
This is Tim Postlewaite with College Park Home Care. When it comes to selecting a home health care agency, there are many choices. But before you invite an agency into your home, make sure you know something about them. For example, if you need to contact the agency, do you actually get a live person and not a dreaded voicemail? Do they have frequent contact with your physician? Do they make you feel comfortable and secure? At College Park Home Care, we can say yes to all of these. For exceptional home care provided by an outstanding award-winning agency, call College Park Home Care at 623-4607.
This is WTNS-FM, Coshocton, Ohio. It is 10 o'clock. Here's the news from the AP.
AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. President Trump is talking about the controversy over his Supreme Court nominee, Brett Kavanaugh, and the woman accusing him of sexual assault. The president says it would be unfortunate if she didn't show up for a Senate Judiciary Committee hearing on Monday. Her lawyers say she wants an FBI investigation before she testifies before the committee. The president says he stands with his nominee.
It's very unfair, I think, to, as you know, Justice Kavanaugh has been treated very, very tough. And his family, I think it's a very unfair thing, what's going on. So we'll see.
And he slammed Democrats for trying to delay the confirmation process.
Why did they wait till everything was finished and then bring it up? That doesn't look good. Thank you very much. I'll see you in North Carolina.
The president speaking to reporters on the south lawn of the White House as he left for North Carolina to survey storm damage. North Carolina's governor is pleading with thousands of evacuees to be patient and not try to return home just yet. He said, I know it's hard to leave home, and it's even harder to wait and wonder whether you even have a home to go back to. But the governor says roads are flooded and rivers are unpredictable. The death toll now from Hurricane Florence is up to 37. The two Koreas are continuing to work toward normalization.
The third summit between North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and South Korean President Moon Jae-in has produced a potential breakthrough in efforts to denuclearize the Korean Peninsula. In a joint statement after their second day of talks in Pyongyang, the two leaders said Kim promised to permanently dismantle the North's main nuclear complex if the United States takes corresponding measures. In a late-night tweet, President Donald Trump noted that Kim has agreed to allow nuclear inspections subject to final negotiations and to permanently dismantle a test site.
And that is Mike Gracia reporting. This is AP Radio News. A woman has died after a caravan she was sleeping in was blown off a cliff in a heavy storm in Britain.
Irish police said that the accident occurred in Galway County. They said a search was carried out at the scene on the beach, and after a short time, the body of a female in her 50s was recovered. The storm, which has been dubbed Ali, has also left around 20,000 homes and businesses, mainly in the southwest of Ireland, without power. British media also reported several cases of high winds toppling trees, in some cases onto cars. Sarah Shackley, London.
British police are investigating a possible hate crime after a car hit pedestrians near a Muslim community center, injuring three people. Police were called early this morning after a confrontation developed between four people in a car and a large group of people visiting a Muslim community center and mosque in the Cricketwood area of northwest London. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
This National Farm Safety Week message is brought to you by the Dock Drive-Thru.
Service and maintenance tasks can often lead to serious injury. Hello, everyone. I'm Cindy Young with Brownfield with this Farm Safety and Health Week message. Making sure your farm shop is organized could prevent an accident. Make sure tools are secured so they will not fall on someone. The National Education Center for Agricultural Safety suggests you keep guards and shields in place on power equipment and use tools for the purpose for which they were intended. Make sure your shop is well lit. Keep flammable liquids out of the shop area. Wear the appropriate personal protective gear for the task. Whether that gear is leather gloves, earplugs, safety glasses, face shields, protective aprons, steel-toed boots, or a respirator. Lock chemicals in a secure cabinet and make sure you have an appropriate and operable fire extinguisher and fully supplied first aid kit available. I'm Cindy Young with Brownfield.
It's 5 minutes after 10, 71 degrees outside our studios in Coshocton, and we have open phone lines until 11 o'clock this morning, and we're talking about Facebook and social media and how it impacts our society, how it impacts you, and maybe our mental health as well. There's no way around it. Even if you don't use Facebook or social media, even if you have elected to just not participate, well, you're surrounded by people that do, and they're going to be talking about it in front of you and aren't going to know what they're talking about, and that itself can be an issue. So give me a call and let me know what you think about our technology and how we use it. Just like anything, that the technology seems to outpace our wisdom collectively to be able to use it. So give me a call, let me know, 740-622-1560. And I think that part of the problem is that there are just so many people that can't tell the difference, that you see something and doesn't sound funny to you. And most of the time it's because the target, what is behind it, the gist of it is supportive of whatever your political beliefs or whatever beliefs that you have are, and that no need to fact check. This supports my preconceived notions. Let's just share it. So we've got a lot of that today, and the phone lines are open to talk about that if you would like. 740-622-1560. We've got this date in history. We're going to get to that here in just a little bit, and it was a rather active day, September the 19th, back through history. So the phone lines are open, and we can talk about Facebook, social media, etc. We can talk about the Cleveland Indians. They won yesterday, and as fans, we like to see as many wins as possible by the end of the season. But the Indians, they can afford to rest players that need rest, to maybe get some work in for players that need a little extra work, to try different strategies in the lineup and who bats in what order, to try out different orders in the bullpen and to do a lot of experimenting and resting and getting all the ducks in a row before the playoffs. And that could possibly cost the Indians a game or two here or there. But you know what? They could lose the rest of the games, and they're still going to the playoffs. So give me a call. We can chat about that if you would like. Cleveland Browns, now without Josh Gordon and now without Zane Gonzalez. They've got a new kicker, and I don't have it in front of me, and I forget his name. But we can talk about that if you'd like. The Minnesota Vikings, they cut their kicker as well. So two kickers with poor performances on Sunday and gone by midweek. Phone lines are open, 740-622-1560. We'll be back in just a moment.
The Ohio Department of Agriculture is working with farmers to safeguard the fruits and vegetables grown here. To prevent foodborne illnesses, federal law now requires certain farmers to take steps that ensure fruits and vegetables are grown and processed in a sanitary way. Visit agri.ohio.gov to learn how Ohio farmers can comply with the law and to schedule a produce safety assessment offered on farm and at no cost to Ohio growers. Paid for through a grant from the Food and Drug Administration, sponsored by the Ohio Department of Agriculture, aired by the OAB and this station.
Sweet Home Alabama, great song. Sure brings back good memories.
Like what, Dad?
The kids would hang out and listen to the radio every summer.
The same kids, same house, every summer?
Yep, back then people didn't move much. They owned their own home for years.
Dad, will we ever own a house of our own?
I just don't see how we can, son.
I seen a sign, rent to own, 622-9791. Never move again, 622-9791.
Now that might work. I'll give them a call, 622-9791.
At Best Heating and Air, they just want to make sure their customers stay comfy and cozy this winter. Call them to schedule an annual checkup for your furnace or to take advantage of specials on brand new Lennox home comfort systems, up to $1,600 in rebates or up to 60 months interest-free financing. Get comfortable. Call Best Heating and Air at 740-545-9400 today. It's just another way they make you feel better. License number 30482.
This is the voice of the Buckeyes, Paul Keels. Ohio State returns home this week as they welcome in Tulane.
Haskins the snap, back to pass. Cox's arm, fires middle of the field.
Yeah.
Touchdown, Saunders. C.J. Saunders catches a strike from Dwayne Haskins, 28 yards. Dwayne Haskins gets the snap, feeds Dobbins. Dobbins into the end zone for the Ohio State touchdown, J.K. Dobbins.
We'll be on the air with the AEP Energy Buckeye pregame show beginning at 2 p.m.
The Carpenter Bee. My family and I love your home. In fact, we've moved right in, boring our way into your soffit and fascia. The buzzing you hear is just us being busy bees, working to make a nice place we can stay and grow our family.
One call to Exterminatol will put an end to your destructive house guests like carpenter bees and yellow jackets. Exterminatol can also rid you of hornets, which can deliver a painful sting. Call Exterminatol today at 740-545-9786 for guaranteed results.
Papa John's Pizza is now accepting applications for delivery drivers. In-store employees make $9 per hour, while drivers make competitive wages along with mileage. Apply online at www.pleaseapplyonline.com/PJZ.
This National Farm Safety Week message is brought to you by Hans Quick Mart.
Farm and ranch workers become victims of minor to serious injuries every day. It is important that family members and workers be properly trained in first aid and other emergency response techniques. First aid classes are available around the country to prepare you for a variety of emergency situations. For more information, call the National Safety Council at 1-800-621-7619.
Call the Advanced Spinal Care Rehabilitation Sports Service for current sports scores 24 hours a day at 623-9867. We have Coshocton's only certified chiropractic sports physician. We offer sports-specific care plans tailored to each athlete's condition for optimum recovery. Call Advanced Spinal Care and Rehabilitation for a free consultation at 740-291-8100.
The City Fire Department is checking fire hydrants today on Otsego Avenue and also Cassingham Hollow Drive. Also from the City of Coshocton, Locust Street is closed once again this morning between 6th and 8th Streets. Water crews are working in that area. So that is Locust Street closed between 6th and 8th Streets. 13 minutes after 10 is the time. We have open phone lines between now and 11. And I'd like to hear from you. Let's take a look at this date in history. This is Wednesday, September the 19th, the 262nd day of 2018. There are 103 days left in the year. Today's highlight in history, on September 19th, 1881, the 20th President of the United States, James A. Garfield, died 2.5 months after being shot by Charles Guiteau. Chester Alan Arthur became president. On this date in 1777, the first Battle of Saratoga was fought during the Revolutionary War, although British forces succeeded in driving out the American troops. The Americans prevailed in a second battle the following month. In 1796, President George Washington's farewell address was published. In it, America's first chief executive advised, "Observe good faith and justice toward all nations. Cultivate peace and harmony with all." George Washington said that. In 1934, Bruno Hauptmann was arrested in New York and charged with the kidnapped murder of 20-month-old Charles A. Lindbergh, Jr. In 1945, Nazi radio propagandist William Joyce, known as Lord Haw Haw, was convicted of treason and sentenced to death by a British court. On this date in 1959, Soviet leader Nikita Khrushchev in Los Angeles, as part of his U.S. tour, reacted angrily upon being told that for security reasons, he wouldn't get to visit Disneyland. Nikita Khrushchev couldn't go to Disneyland. So, what else we on? 1970, the Mary Tyler Moore Show debuted on CBS TV. This one I already mentioned, in 1982, so that would be 36 years ago, the smiley emoticon was invented by Carnegie Mellon University professor Scott E. Fowman, who suggested punctuating humorously intended computer messages with a colon followed by a hyphen and a parenthesis as a horizontal smiley face. Because you can't, with a text message or computer messages, there is no body language, there is no smiles, no facial expressions. So this was the first, the emoticon, 36 years ago. And you would think that the discourse would have progressed since then. We have a lot more choices now, but one of the emoticons that we have to choose from is a little brown swirly pile of poo. And it's even made its way into popular culture. So we still have a ways to go with our communication skills, don't we? In 1985, the Mexico City area was struck by a devastating earthquake that killed at least 9,500 people. In 1986, federal health officials announced the experimental drug AZT would be made available to thousands of AIDS patients. In 1997, in his first public comments since the death of Princess Diana, Prince Charles told the British people he would always feel the loss of his former wife and thanked them for their support. Six people were killed when an express passenger train and freight train collided in West London. In 2004, Hu Jintao became the undisputed leader of China with the departure of former President Jiang Zemin from his top military post. 10 years ago, struggling to stave off financial catastrophe, the Bush administration laid out a radical bailout plan calling for a takeover of $500 billion or more in worthless mortgages and other bad debt held by tottering institutions. Relieved investors sent stocks soaring on Wall Street and around the globe. Baseball's new instant replay system produced its first reversal when Tampa Bay's Carlos Peña had a two-run double change to a three-run homer during the fourth inning of a game against Minnesota. 5 years ago, signaling a dramatic shift in Vatican tone, Pope Francis said in a published interview that the Roman Catholic Church had become obsessed with small-minded rules, as he put it, about how to be faithful, and that pastors should instead emphasize compassion over condemnation when discussing divisive social issues such as abortion, gays, and contraception. Also 5 years ago, a Texas appeals court tossed a criminal conviction of former U.S. House Majority Leader Tom DeLay, saying there was insufficient evidence for a jury in 2012 to have found him guilty of illegally funneling money to Republican candidates. 1 year ago, in a speech to the U.N. General Assembly, President Donald Trump vowed to, quote, totally destroy North Korea if the U.S. were forced to defend itself or its allies against the North's nuclear weapons program. Also a year ago, a 7.1 magnitude quake struck central Mexico, killing more than 360 people and causing more than three dozen buildings in Mexico City to completely collapse. Hurricane Maria barreled down toward Puerto Rico after leaving widespread destruction on the small Caribbean island of Dominica. Former middleweight champion Jake LaMotta, who was portrayed by Robert De Niro in the film Raging Bull, died at age 95. That was a year ago. Today's birthdays, actress Rosemary Harris turns 91 years old today. Singer-songwriter Paul Williams turns 78. Singer Bill Medley is 78 years old today. R&B singer Freda Payne is 76. Golfer Jane Blaylock is 73. Rock singer musician Lal Cream of 10cc fame turns 71 today. Former NFL running back Larry Brown turns 71. Actor Jeremy Irons is 70. TV personality Joan London turns 68 years old today. Musician producer Nile Rodgers is 66. College Football Hall of Famer and former NFL player Reggie Williams is 64 today. Rock singer Lita Ford is 60. Actress Carolyn McCormick is 59 today. Actress comedian Sherry O'Terry turns 56. Country singer Trisha Yearwood is 54. News anchor Soledad O'Brien turns 52. Actress Stephanie J. Block turns 46 today. Tonight Show host Jimmy Fallon is 44 today. Actress TV host Allison Sweeney, 42. And actress Danielle Panabaker turns 31. Thought for today comes from Aristotle, Greek philosopher who lived from 384 to 322 BC. And Aristotle's quote, "He who is unable to live in society, or who has no need because he is sufficient for himself, must be either a beast or a god. He is no part of a state." That comes from Aristotle. 10:21 is the time. We have a caller waiting, so let's get back to the phones now. Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, good morning, Mike.
Morning.
Whatever happened to being able to listen to your talk show while you're on hold?
Oh, it's not working again? It goes out regularly, so we'll put a shout out to the folks in the basement and see if we can get that fixed again.
Well, it hasn't been working for a while. I've got to hit the button on my radio as soon as you come on so you don't get that feedback. Anyways, as far as social media goes, I'm old school. I live by the budget. Keeping a roof over my head, keeping utilities paid, property taxes, and property insurance, car insurance, all that stuff. And when you get down starting to subtract all that stuff, there just isn't any room in the budget for cell phones or internets and all that stuff. So you're my social media.
Yeah. Does it make you feel left out at all, or are you okay with it?
I'm okay with it because I've heard some bad stuff about Facebook about, you know, people putting, they're going on vacation and their house gets robbed and stuff like that. And people putting information out there that they shouldn't, and people getting their identity stolen. But here's my social media question for you today. I saw a recipe for either baked or fried chicken, and they use, instead of breadcrumbs or flour or cornflakes, they used oatmeal. And I haven't been able to find it. I either forgot to rip it out of the magazine, or I did and I put it somewhere and I can't find it. And I was just wondering if anybody has that recipe for chicken coating using oatmeal.
Well, if you had a computer, it wouldn't be too hard to find, but I am intrigued now. I use oatmeal when I make meatloaf instead of breadcrumbs or some other type of starch. So, and I have tried fried chicken and a lot of different recipes. I've never tried that one. It would seem that you'd have to be very careful because oatmeal, it would seem, would be very easy for, if you put it in oil or fried it or whatever, it would be easy to blow the oatmeal right off the skin of the chicken. So, but I'll see if
it
I can find
it. Might be a fake recipe like shake and bake.
Yeah, yeah. So, well, I'll see if I can find one for you.
Okay, thank you.
All right, it is 10:24. Phone lines are open between now and 11 o'clock this morning. And that caller, he's mentioned several times that he doesn't have a computer, and it sounds like he's perfectly fine without it. So we can talk about that if you like. 740-622-1560, 1567, or 545-9284. And furthermore, it would seem that those that don't have a computer or a smartphone, whether it's for financial reasons or just choose not to have one, would be more likely to gravitate towards talk radio as well. So we're thankful for you folks. It's 10:24. We'll be back in just a moment.
It's Shelby from your local Pizza Hut. Just a friendly reminder that we have our buffet featuring pizza, pasta, cheese sticks, salad bar, dessert, and a drink. You can come see us at 700 South 2nd Street in Coshocton. Again, our buffet featuring pizza, pasta, cheese sticks, salad bar, dessert, and a drink is available Monday through Friday, 11:30 to 1:30, Wednesday and Friday evenings, 5 to 8, and also on Sundays, 12 to 2. We hope to see you all soon.
Today's healthcare choices seem endless. At Trinity, we help you every step of the way. Our intimate environment provides you with almost everything big hospitals offer, but with less hassles. If you have a need, we have a solution. We offer emergency care, heart and lung services, lab and blood draw services, sleep medicine, routine medical care, mammography, wound care, and much more. Learn more about Trinity Hospital Twin City at trinitytwincity.org or call us at 740-922-2800.
For winning lottery numbers any time of day, call 622-CALL for the B-Dry Lottery Line. If your foundation walls are bowed or cracked, call B-Dry today for a free estimate with no obligation.
This National Farm Safety Week message is brought to you by William Albert Excavating.
Has your PTO-driven equipment ever broken down? Many farm workers can answer yes. Unfortunately, many also admit they've been too close to an operating PTO. This could cause their clothes to wrap around the shaft. A few lucky victims have had their garments torn away. Others suffer serious injury and even death. Turn off the PTO when inspecting a problem. The PTO shaft operates at speeds of 540 to 1,000 RPMs, so you may not have a second chance to do the job safely.
It is 10:26, 71 degrees downtown. Let's take another phone call now. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
The man that talked about putting oats on the chicken, I have a little microprocessor, just a little blender thing, and I do my bread crumbs in that. I do everything. All you do is throw your oats in there, and they come out like a more like a flour.
Then you could use them just like you'd use breadcrumbs.
Yeah, just use them the same way.
And they won't fall off the skin of your chicken quite so easily.
No, I don't think so. No, if you try to put them, those little flakes on there, I think they'd be flaking off pretty easily. Unless you'd have to dip them in some kind of liquid, maybe eggs, milk, or something. But still, there would be a lot of them falling off. Even your cornflakes, when you use those, you crunch those up quite a bit.
Yeah. I haven't used them in a while, but you can at least you used to be able to. You can just buy cornflake crumbs.
Yes, I know. I'm so surprised. I'm behind in all that modern stuff that, you know, it's already done. Just do it.
Yeah, you don't have to crunch up the cornflakes yourself. You can get them already crunched up.
Yeah, that's new. I never knew till I don't know how many years ago that there was such a thing as canned potatoes, and I couldn't believe that. You know, because I never always just grabbed a potato and went, you know, peel it and everything. So I haven't caught up to much the modern world yet. I'm still in the third world.
Well, no, I've eaten canned potatoes for a long time.
Well, yeah, I know, but I didn't know about it.
Okay. They've been around for a while, though.
Yeah, so have I, but probably longer than the canned potatoes.
As far as any vegetables go, green beans, potatoes, or otherwise, there's no substitute for fresh, but if you're preparing something from fresh, it's a little bit extra work.
Yeah, but I still do it that way. I'm not going to say that I won't do it, but I haven't yet. But anyway, didn't get any inquiries or any answers to the clock thing, did you?
I didn't, and I did try, too.
Oh, I was surprised because it's in the, silent auction. This means people bid on it, you know, and then the highest bidder gets it.
But it was in that store in Millersburg?
Yeah, it's
okay.
In that thrift store, and that's where I thought anybody, there'd certainly be somebody in Coshocton would say, hey, I would like to have that clock, you know. But, I mean, because I even felt that way, and I wasn't even in Coshocton. But it is a big clock. I don't know why they would need such a big clock in a theater anyway. But apparently at this store, they don't know anything about, well, they wouldn't know anything much about Coshocton. It's run mostly by Mennonites, the church, the store, the Mennonites and Amish. But anyway, when I saw they had a question on Pastime Theater, like they don't know anything about it.
Yeah.
And as soon as I saw that, I thought, oh, I just wondered. I mean, I felt a bit Coshocton right away, and I just wondered, does anybody out there know anything about that?
Well, we'll put the question out there again and see if anybody can. I don't remember a clock, like I told you yesterday, but that doesn't mean that it wasn't there. It means that 10-year-old Mike doesn't remember today.
Well, that's a lot of years to remember things too. Some things you remember well, some
yeah.
things kind of go by the wayside. But I know that we had a local theater right in downtown Kilbuck, so that's where we always went to every Saturday night. Dad would take us to the movies. And even sometime, they would have live performances for people out of, like, Wheeling. Whatever that place is called down there. Like Nashville, you know, like the Grand Ole Opry.
The Wheeling Island?
No. Oh, no, I know that place, too. No, this is Wheeling. They had a auditorium just like Nashville. They'd have named stars there and everything, you know. Back then it was named like Wilma Lee and Stoney Cooper
yeah.
and this kind of stuff and these kind of people. And you'd see them live in Kilbuck. So we never have, you know, it was close home and that was our treat for the week. Dad would take us Saturday nights. Mom sold her egg at the local grocery stores. Kind of traded, you know, you take a basket of eggs in and then you get some flour or something in exchange for your eggs. So anyway, that was my childhood. That sounds kind of different now. I mean,
is that building still exist in Kilbuck, the theater?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
It's even, they sold it years ago, the people that had, you know, the movies and stuff, but people that have it right now, our church, they have church events there, and there's every so often they'll have a film, you know, for the people in the area and the kids and stuff. So it's live and well in Kilbuck. It's not every week, it's just they just have the movies every so often. Oh yeah, it's the Duncan Theater. It's named after there were a lot of Duncans. There was a doctor in town called Dr. Duncan. Too, Kilbuck was really a big community. But, you know, back years ago, everybody had their own, everything they needed right there, their doctors or whatever.
Yeah, and they made house calls.
Oh, yeah, that's what I had doctors stuff when I was born.
They'd come to your house.
Yeah, that's where I was born.
That, well, I mean, but that's I'm sure I can remember is just towards the end of that when I was little. But for the younger folks today, I'm sure that is, sounds amazing.
Oh yes, and I imagine the price is a little different too, because I mean it's thousands of dollars for you to go someplace else to get it done, and they come to your house and it wasn't very much. I mean, it's less. I don't know how much it was, but it had to be less than $50, way less, back in those days. But
and you'd feel better after they leave.
Hopefully. Yeah, because Mom had seven children, and six of them were born at home. And so anyway, her last friend, of course, we were adult kids by then, and we made her go to the hospital, you know. We knew so much more than Mom did, you know. But anyway, that's crazy. Well, I'm going to get off, and I hope somebody calls about that.
We'll see if we can get to the bottom of that clock. If we don't get an answer today, maybe I'll bring it up again on Friday,
yeah.
And we'll reminisce a little bit. Well, I'm sorry.
Oh, nothing. Nothing, Mike.
I was going to say, good to hear from you, we'll
sorry,
talk to you again soon. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
It is this National Farm Safety Week message is brought to you by Home Loan Savings Bank.
Country roads can be beautiful during the fall, but always be on the lookout for farm vehicles. Farmers must transport grain and other harvest equipment to and from fields. Sometimes it is slow going, which can be frustrating to farmers and motorists who share the roads. The National Safety Council would like to remind you to use understanding when you come upon farm vehicles. Slow down, be ready to react, and wait until it is safe to pass.
Noah and Michelle here for Dean's Jewelry. You know that old cozy flannel shirt that your granddad gave you? Yeah, the one that's back in style.
It seems what goes around comes around. Well, the same can be said for jewelry. The styles of the roaring 20s, 40s, 50s, and hippie year 60s are being seen on fingers, necks, and wrists everywhere.
So where do you find the best selection of vintage and estate jewelry? At Dean's Jewelry. While we always have a great selection of estate pieces, for 2 days only, we'll have a special massive inventory. September 25th and 26th in Mount Vernon and the 27th and 28th in Coshocton.
This particular collection has some very rare and beautiful previously loved pieces that you just won't see every day. If you have vintage jewelry or something you don't wear anymore, bring it in and see what it may be worth. Trade it in towards something new.
See an expanded selection at Dean's Jewelry's estate event, September 25th and 26th. 6th in Mount Vernon, and the 27th and 28th in Coshocton.
In 1994, we turned a hobby into a business. That business is Valley ATV Polaris and Canium. What began in a small barn next to our home has grown into a two-story showroom. Hi, it's Mary Lou here, and even though the size of our business has changed, we still love what we do, and you can still count on the same great sales and service that is the core of our business for over 23 years. I invite you to come and see us here at family-owned and operated Valley ATV, the dealer where you can test drive in the dirt before you buy. Valley ATV Polaris and K&M on Jellaway Road in Danville, or online at valleyatv.com.
It is 10:36, 71 degrees currently in downtown Coshocton, and we do have an oatmeal chicken recipe. We have a caller waiting, and we have a guest here in the studio to spend a few minutes this morning, and his name is Cameron. And Cameron is here from Lafayette Meadows taking a tour of the radio station. Morning, Cameron.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Very good. How are you today?
A little tired.
Good. Okay. So you're here taking a tour of the station?
Yeah, I was came down last year, and I had a person with me, and I decided I would come back this year and take on the tour.
So what all have you seen so far today?
Well, I've seen the news station across the hall.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen Chris's office. I've seen the front where I came in last year. I mean, I've seen pretty much the whole station. I just haven't seen anything. I haven't seen the whole station yet today, but I've seen different things and different...
Well, you're going to spend a few minutes with me this morning and maybe see a little bit more, and I understand that you're kind of a media guy. You like the weather.
Yeah, I've always wanted to get into weather and radio if I could. I mean, I don't have a degree to do that, but hopefully in the near future, when I get a little bit older, I'll go back to college and get my meteorology degree.
Did you pay attention then to the hurricane when it came through?
Yeah, Florence, it went through North Carolina and South Carolina. And just, I mean, hurricanes will destroy cities, and they aren't just like, they're not like tornadoes, and tornadoes aren't even all just funnel clouds either. Tornadoes, they can be anywhere from a funnel cloud to a mile wide in length. And I've seen, and I was watching the radio, I was watching the TV station, and it said that there were streets flooded out. They had to get actually boats out to save people. I mean, It was bad. I even watched like the CBS Evening News with Jeff Glor, and he said that where he was standing, there was even water where he was standing almost over his boots that he had on.
Well, and there can be tornadoes even within hurricanes, can't there?
Yeah, and I noticed that as I was watching something on the evening news. I was watching because I seen something that looked like it was spinning from behind where Jeff Glor was standing. And it could, but hurricanes and tornadoes can destroy cities, destroy streets, destroy anything that is in its way. It can pick stuff up, put it on rooftops. I have a book at home, and it actually has cows. It has a picture of cows standing on a rooftop where tornadoes picked them up and put them there.
Okay. And now, did you bring a weather forecast with you?
Yes, I did.
Can you share our weather forecast then?
Okay, let me do this. We had a brief shower this morning, but it's going to be partial sunshine for the rest of the day, warm, a high at 83. For a night, partly cloudy, a low of 62. For tomorrow, mostly sunny, warm, humid, high of 86. For tomorrow night, clear, warm, and humid, a low of 70. And then on Friday, mostly sunny, very warm, humid, and a high of 86 degrees.
Still going to feel like
summer.
Summer here in the last few days of leading into fall, huh?
Yep, so it's going to be summer pretty much for the next few days. And then it's going to go back down to the 70s starting next week, so it's going to be... Well, like fall weather.
All right. Cameron, anything else you want to talk about concerning the weather or your tour or anything else that's going on?
I always wanted to ask this question. I never got a chance to ask it before I came in here, but I'll ask you. If, say, you have a hurricane that hits this building, but it don't destroy it, then what happens?
As far as what we do here?
Yeah.
Well, this building, as you can see from walking around, you've been down in the basement. This is a pretty sturdy building. It was constructed back a long time ago to withstand things like tornadoes and hurricanes.
I think Chris told me
1947. Yeah, and back then air raids and bombs were a big concern, and this building was built to withstand that. So it's pretty sturdy. It's going to take a lot to knock it over. So good chance that it can survive just about anything Mother Nature has to throw.
It'd probably take a bulldozer to knock it over.
Take a couple of bulldozers, exactly, Cameron. But we've
probably
got
a wrecking ball with a crane.
We've got generators and hopefully enough to, you just never know, you know, it depends on how serious it is, but it would then be our role to inform the public as to what was what's going on, what they should do, what to avoid, and that sort of thing. So we would keep going on as long as our equipment continued to function.
Yeah, and it's pretty amazing that we have the technology we have today, like computers and microphones and all the technology we've got. I mean, I can see from where I'm sitting that you've got the weather up there and current temperatures, and you can keep track of what's going on. I mean, and if something changes, say, I can pretty much change it in my weather forecast to what is going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Yep, the National Weather Service, they update it regularly. Well, Cameron, anything else you'd like to share with our listeners today?
Not really. I don't have anything else.
Well, thank you for being with us. Thank you for stopping in today, and hope you enjoy the rest of your tour.
I will, Mike. Thanks.
All right, that is Cameron, and he is visiting here today from Lafayette Meadows, and a big weather buff keeping an eye on Hurricane Florence. And we did have a caller waiting. Give me a call back. Phone lines are open, 740-622-1560. But this gives me the opportunity to share that recipe, and this is from let's see, pepper.ph. I've never heard of that suffix before, so hope the computer continues to operate properly here. But the article says an unhealthy way to eat oatmeal fried chicken. And I'm going to skip straight to the recipe. Oatmeal fried chicken with maple gravy. Doesn't that sound good? And 1 kilogram of chicken pieces, let's just say 2 pounds, teaspoon of garlic powder, a teaspoon of salt, a teaspoon of paprika, half teaspoon of pepper, 1 cup of full cream milk, 1 tablespoon of cane vinegar, 2 cups of oatmeal, and 1/4 cup of melted butter. And for the maple gravy, you need 1 cup of instant gravy and 2 to 3 tablespoons of maple syrup. That's pretty simple. Marinate the chicken for 20 minutes in garlic powder, salt, pepper, and paprika. Put milk in a bowl with vinegar. Stand for 15 minutes and then mix. In another bowl, put the oatmeal. Dip the chicken pieces in milk, then oatmeal, and coat very well. Doesn't say anything about pulverizing the oatmeal. Just put it right in the flakes. Arrange in a baking tray and pour over melted butter. It says make sure to evenly pour the butter. Bake in preheated 375-degree oven for 40 to 50 minutes or until browned. So all those ingredients, 375 degrees for 40 to 50 minutes, and voila, you have your oatmeal fried chicken. Although it's not deep fried or pan fried, it is actually baked, despite the name of the recipe. Phone lines are open, 740-622-1560. We did have a caller waiting before Cameron joined us. So if you'd like to give me a call back, I'd like to hear from you. If you do want to talk about social media, the weather, sports, or Hurricane Florence, I'd like to hear from you right now.
Look around you. This land, this barn, this crop, this cattle, this farm. This all began as your dream. So when people say American Family Insurance protects things, we shake our head no. Because we protect this, and your dream is worth protecting. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote at amfam.com.
Yes, I'm a dreamer.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hi, this is Belinda Lacey, realtor with Old Town Realty. My experience has proven good communication is a key element when buying or selling a home. Bankers, buyers, sellers, agents, title companies, inspectors, appraisers, and more all have an important part to play in any real estate transaction. If you're looking for a professional with excellent communication and coordination skills, give me a call. 740-294-8869. Remember, the Lacey team is here for you.
This National Farm Safety Week message is brought to you by K.L. Welch & Sons.
Serious injuries and deaths occur to children at farms every year. Most farms have numerous hazards that place adults and children at risk. For every hazardous area on a farm, there should be a barrier that protects children and visitors. The National Safety Council urges you to identify and create safe play areas for children. Today, inspect your farms for hazards and make necessary corrections to protect children who live on or visit the farm.
Get the local weather forecast by calling the Jeff Drennan Ford Weather Service at 622-0194. No one will sell you a new Ford for less than Jeff Drennan Ford. Come down and see our great selection at Jeff Drennan Ford, South 2nd Street in Coshocton.
It is 10:46, 14 minutes until the top of the hour, and the phone lines are open. Not too late for you to call. Right now, let's get our sports update from NBC.
Your NBC Sports Radio update starts now.
Playoff implications all across Major League Baseball. I'm Rob Bushka. Dodgers look to maintain their lead in the National League West after they escaped with an extra innings win, walking off Colorado on Tuesday night. That win increased their lead to 1.5 games over the Rockies. It keeps them above the wild card fold for now. Red Sox, the only team in the majors with over 100 wins. They can clinch with the win in the Bronx on Wednesday. They'll send David Price up against Luis Severino. St. Louis visits Atlanta. Houston hosts Seattle. Football, the Uber driver that Jameis Winston allegedly groped in Arizona is suing the Bucs quarterback for $75,000, citing emotional distress. and North and South Korea, putting their differences aside. They're bidding to co-host the 2032 Olympic Games. Download the NBC Sports Radio mobile app. Take us with you on the go and on demand. Free in the iTunes and Google Play Store. This is NBC Sports Radio.
I used to leave voicemails for myself because the only one I could trust to get something done right was me.
Hey, you, it's me. Remember to order safety goggles and grab some milk on your way home.
But now I use Grainger. Grainger's got the technical support you'd expect from America's number one source for industrial-grade supplies. They're in the business of helping my business, so no more talking to myself. Now I talk to Grainger, because when it comes to keeping your business running, Grainger's got your back. Call or click Grainger.com to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're a smart, hard-working roofing contractor. But how do you get ahead? Use Beacon's time-saving online tools to help with material planning and ordering. You can even order materials from your smartphone, like GAF's Timberline Ultra HD shingles with new StainGuard Plus technology. The Beacon Pro Plus app works 24/7 and has perfect order templates to save you time. You work hard, now work smarter. Sign up and download the app for free at beaconproplus.com.
At AT&T, we believe that access to affordable home internet brings you incredible opportunities. You can enjoy the power to explore a digital world of possibilities and connect with family, friends, and the things that matter most. That's why there's access from AT&T. If a member of your household is a SNAP participant, you may qualify for home internet at a discounted rate of $10 a month. No commitment, no deposit, no installation fee. Plus, get an in-home Wi-Fi gateway at no extra cost. Call 1-855-220-5211 or visit att.com/aware to learn more.
SNAP refers to the Federal Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. Pricing excludes tax. Service will include a monthly data allowance depending on the type and speed of service you receive. If you exceed your monthly data plan allowance, you will be automatically charged $10 for each 50 gigabytes of data usage in excess of your data plan, even if less than 50 gigabytes is used. For details about data allowances, go to att.com/internet-usage. Wi-Fi enabled device required. Other restrictions apply.
Hi, this is Tia from Colonial Sports and Courts. Did you know that Colonial Sports and Courts offers special pricing for veterans, active military, and seniors? Call or visit us today to see how you can stay active, get fit, and have fun with special veteran, active military, and senior pricing. From a full range of equipment to a variety of classes and activities, we have something for everyone. And just a reminder to use Silver Sneakers card holders, your Silver Sneakers card allows you full access to our entire facility at Colonial Sports and Courts, 1101 Ferry Falls Drive, Coshocton.
This National Farm Safety Week message is brought to you by William Albert Excavating.
Country roads can be beautiful during the fall, but always be on the lookout for farm vehicles. Farmers must transport grain and other harvest equipment to and from fields. Sometimes it's slow going, which can be frustrating to both farmers and motorists who share the roads. The National Safety Council would like to remind you to use understanding when you come upon farm vehicles. Slow down, be ready to react, and wait until it is safe to pass.
It's 9 minutes till the top of the hour. Not too late for you to give me a call, 740-622-1560. Maybe he saw the no vacancy sign was lit. In Colorado, a mountain lion has been spotted dashing up to the doorstep of a motel office, only to turn around and wander away. Colorado wildlife officials say it happened September the 9th, when the beast approached the foot of the Mountain Motel in Boulder. After edging toward the open doorway, he decided to edge away. It's unclear why, though a Wildlife Division spokesman says the lion apparently spotted some motel guests with a dog on a leash and decided to move on. No one was hurt.
Hi, welcome to the UPS store. How can I help you?
Yeah, I'd like to ship this package.
Great, I can help you with that and every other ing.
Wait a minute, did you just say every other ing?
Printing, packing, copying, faxing, freighting, any ing and every ing your small business needs.
What about shredding?
Yep.
Ooh, mailboxing?
Uh-huh.
Notarizing?
That too.
How about business carding?
Without a doubt.
Okay, say my pastry shop needs some menus. Can you make them...
Mouth-watering?
Now I think I'm getting it.
You're a quick learner.
The UPS Store. Every ing for small business. And, of course, shipping.
Everything is possible now.
The UPS Store franchise locations are independently owned and operated. Services, pricing, and hours may vary. See Center for details.
If you think the only thing the UPS store does is shipping, you've got another ing coming. With convenient locations in our area, they offer printing, copying, faxing, notarizing, every ing for your small business, and of course, shipping.
Hi, this is Jeff Drennan from the Jeff Drennan Dealerships, and it's time to talk about the power of three. What is the power of three? It's three dealerships, three times the selection, three times the service, and three times the people, and always the best deal. The Power of Three gives you nine all-American made brands from GM, Chrysler, and Ford. Simply put, the Power of Three means you are covered. Look no further than the Jeff Drennan Dealerships and the Power of Three for your next vehicle purchase. Visit us today at jeffdrennan.com.
Do you know of someone in need of a lift chair, or do you need one yourself? Wilson Carpet and Furniture has lift chairs by Best Home Furnishings, made in Ferdinand, Indiana. We have lift chairs with massage and heat, big man lift chairs, and a lift chair called the body rest that lays back extra far for sleeping. You can find the style that suits you and recline and lift with comfort and durability. Wilson Carpet and Furniture, 230 Main Street, Coshocton.
It's week 5 of the high school football season, and WTNS Radio's taking you to the game.
In motion, handoff. He's got the first down, breaks a tackle down. He may go in. He does. Touchdown.
Friday night's broadcast has Barnesville taking on the Riverview Black Bears. WTNS airtime Friday night, approximately 6:30, kickoff at 7. Plus, we'll keep you updated on all the other area football games.
He jumps over the top and is into the end zone. Touchdown, Riverview.
You can hear all the action on FM 99.3. Or online anywhere on the new MyWTNSRadio.com.
Hand off, pounces inside, in for the touchdown. And did it easy. Just gave, put him in motion, hand inside, hand off, and he goes 5 yards for the Riverview touchdown.
It's high school football, and it's right here on the Sports Voice of East Central Ohio, WTNS.
Well, how about another animal story? You can still give me a call. We've talked about social media this morning. We've talked about that clock that one of our regular callers spotted in Millersburg at a thrift store. And it is up for silent auction. And all they knew about it was that it was from the Pastime Theater. Doesn't say that it was necessarily Coshocton's Pastime Theater, but with it just being one county away from us, most likely it is. How many Pastime Theaters could there be? So if anybody remembers a big clock at the Pastime Theater, I went there as I was a kid. I mentioned yesterday, I don't even remember what the lobby looks like. Looked like at the Pastime Theater. So give me a call if you can maybe shed some light on that clock. In the meantime, one more animal story here. Crabby Canadians. It hardly fits the image most have of our neighbors to the north, but some researchers in New England say a batch of Canadian crabs are proving to be a bit ornerier than their American kin. The Canadian green crabs are the same species as the U.S. brand of crustaceans, and they look alike, but it seems the ones from the little north are a little feistier. For example, instead of shrinking back from a possible fight, the Canadian crabs throw up their claws and prepare for battle. One researcher says it's more than just attitude. He fears the invaders may speed up harm to the coastal ecosystem by eating up soft-shell clams and destroying native grasses.
This is the voice of the Buckeyes, Paul Keels. Ohio State returns home this week as they welcome in Tulane.
Haskins the snap, back to pass. Cox's arm fires middle of the field.
Yeah.
Touchdown, Saunders. C.J. Saunders catches a strike from Dwayne Haskins, 28 yards. Dwayne Haskins gets the snap, feeds Dobbins. Dobbins into the end zone for the Ohio State touchdown, J.K. Dobbins.
We'll be on the air with the AEP Energy Buckeye pregame show beginning at 2 p.m.
Look up, look down, look around, look up, look down, look around. In the trees and on the ground, 'cause the ALB must be found.
If you're hearing this, you should be concerned about the Asian longhorned beetle, an invasive species that's destroying our trees. But you can help. Look for the signs and help stop the beetle.
Look up, look down, look around, look up, look down, look around. In the
trees and on the ground, 'cause the ALB must be found.
Some signs of the ALB are dime-sized holes on tree trunks, a sawdust-like material called frass, and the beetle itself, with a long black body and white spots.
Look up, look down, look around. Look up, look down, look around. In the trees and on the ground, 'cause the ALB must be found.
Learn all the signs and how to report them at AsianLonghornedBeetle.com. That's AsianLonghornedBeetle.com.
At AT&T, we believe that access to affordable home internet brings you incredible opportunities. You can enjoy the power to explore a digital world of possibilities and connect with family, friends, and the things that matter most. That's why there's access from AT&T. If a member of your household is a SNAP participant, you may qualify for home internet at a discounted rate of $10 a month. No commitment, no deposit, no installation fee. Plus, get an in-home Wi-Fi gateway at no extra cost. Call 1-855-220-5211 or visit att.com/aware to learn more.
SNAP refers to the Federal Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. Pricing excludes tax. Service will include a monthly data allowance depending on the type and speed of service you receive. If you exceed your monthly data plan allowance, you will be automatically charged $10 for each 50 gigabytes of data usage in excess of your data plan, even if less than 50 gigabytes is used. For details about data allowances, go to att.com/internet-usage. Wi-Fi enabled device required. Other restrictions apply.
That is going to wrap up our Communication Alliance program. Thank you for calling, and thank you for listening, and thanks for Cameron for dropping in for a few moments this morning. From the city of Coshocton, Locust Street is closed again this morning between 6th and 8th Streets as water crews work in the area. And the city fire department will be checking fire hydrants today on Otsego Avenue and Cassingham Hollow Drive.
The weather is brought to you by Stewart Interiors, your interior design center. See Stewart Interiors for Homecrest cabinetry, granite, Corian, and Cambria quartz countertops, window blinds, and a complete line of quality flooring, including carpeting. For craftsmanship and quality, choose Stewart Interiors, Otsego Avenue in Coshocton.
Cloudy with numerous showers and isolated thunderstorms this morning, then a partly cloudy this afternoon, highs in the lower 80s. Chance of rain is 70%. Mainly clear tonight, patchy fog after midnight, warm with lows in the mid-60s. And for tomorrow, patchy fog in the morning, partly cloudy, warm with highs in the mid-80s.